This is Crick Info Audio.
You're listening to the County Week on Crick Info Audio. I am Jenny Thompson. Phil Jakes broke English hearts 3 years ago when faced with the decision of playing for England or Australia, and he chose to wear the baggy green. And this week he was breaking English hearts again, specifically those of Surrey, where he led an astonishing fight back to help Worcestershire grab their first win of the season. As the rain poured down on the final afternoon, with Worcestershire needing 283 from 62 overs, victory seemed unlikely, and even more so as poor weather reduced the innings to just 32 overs, an ask of 9 and over. But they got it, with Jakes leading the charge for the 64-ball century. Just to rub Surrey's noses in it, Derbyshire jumped above them to the top of Division 2, even though their own rain-affected game petered out against Leicestershire. There were draws too in the top division, where rain again had the final say in Notts' match with Durham, although not before Steve Harmison had tested out his sore shins with 15 trouble-free overs, but he's not fit enough for the second test, which starts at Edgbaston this week. The other tie in the round, the Roses match, also ended in stalemate, thanks to more rain and the batting efforts of Jason Gillespie. No stranger to frustrating teams with the bat these days, he helped Yorkshire make sure of the draw, putting on 76 for the last wicket in the first inning. With all this rain about, it seems a bit odd that there's talk of hosepipe bans in the southeast, but that's because, believe it or not, the area is experiencing its driest period for more than 70 years. Kent and Sussex are still waiting to hear whether their grounds will be affected by the bans after their local water authorities applied for drought orders. Still, lashing rain put paid to Sussex's match against the Sri Lankans, but not before three of the tourists made centuries in their first innings, building on their good work at Lord's in the first test. Lassius Malinga then took 5 wickets to stake his claims for Edgbaston. Also playing in the Hove game was 24-year-old Timothy Linley, the winner of a bowling talent competition held last year called Search for a Star. Linley certainly proved his worth in this match as he took his first wicket for Sussex. Now Search for a Star has returned for a second year, so if you think you too can launch it like Linley, then go to www.londoncountycricketclub.com. But be prepared to travel to London for trials. Hope you enjoyed listening to the County Week on Crick Info Audio. Do send in your comments to audio@crickinfo.com. That's it for this week.
This is Crick Info Audio.